down from all the weekend, boys and girls, as it is WAXM's five-star game of the week, as it is the Wise Central County Warriors taking on the Letcher County Central Cougars. Inter-Commonwealth battle between two teams, looking like they're going in two very directions, 2-2 for the visiting Cougars and 1-2 for the Central Warriors, their second home game in a row. And we know how it went last week because you were here with me as they lost to Ridgeview 44-7. The offense was nowhere to be found, 134 yards for the Warriors. And then Central gave up over 370 yards, 229 of that to Ryan O'Quinn in the air. So they're looking to get right this week. A lot of changes in the lineup, and one could say that the biggest changeup would be the presence of Owen Amos, number 8, the quarterback. Thought he had maybe a little injury, a lower body injury. He worked it, rehab. He's back. He's going to start tonight. And over the senior transfer, Sincere Haggins. The offensive line is shuffled as well, too. Marshall Dingus, Riley Ford, Hadley Martin, Noah Trent, Parker Atkins, those guys. And then Zeke O'Quinn also sneaks into the lineup. Some of these guys have been there, but they've been shuffled around. For Coach Jason Mullins' squad. But we also look at the visitors here. Headed up by Junior Matthews in his 8th season, 36-41. He is the longest tenured coach in the history of the school, which they're getting ready to be 19 years coming up next year. They're 2-2. Their most recent win was a home game against Hazard where they dominated 54-7. They do lead this all-time series going back to the mid-2010s there, 2-0, as they won their first game at home in a thriller 44-43 and then came here to Wise Central, I believe, in the first year of Tom McCamus Field and won 39-29, has the Cougars. And you look at some of their notes here, their quarterback, Gunnar Holbrook, number 7, he's 24-47 on the year, 437 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks there. Maybe an opportunity for Central to get right in that category. They did have a couple of fumble recoveries on Ryan O'Quinn and company last week. Quentin Williams leads the team with 4 rushing touchdowns. And Isaac Matthews, he's the leading rusher, 186 yards on the ground. And he also leads the team in total touchdowns, 3 rushes, and a receiving touchdown for them. They also have Keaston Branham. He leads them in receiving with 176 yards. And then Brett Smith, number 18, the wide receiver, leads them, the team, in receptions with 10. On the defense side of the ball, it is led by number 34, Howard Garrett. He has 45 tackles to his register for the Cougars here. So looking to be an exciting game this week. We'll take a look at Central here also as we march ever closer to kickoff here. As we'll stop once the national anthem comes, and we'll also preview what the PowerPoints look like because we have our in-home PowerPoint expert, Jacob Townsend. He gave me the sheet, boys and girls, and we're excited for that. But we look at Central, have not scored a first quarter touchdown. I know people are getting tired of it. E.T., I can hear you in the studio right now moaning. Why do you have to bring that up, Sanchez? Because it is a point. They took on a team last week who hadn't given up points in the first 3 quarters. They did have a touchdown to make it respectable. Also, what Central did last week, they converted a point after touchdown attempt as they connected on a extra point. That was the first time they had did that all season long. Also, you look at it, Landon Horn, he had a good game, 74 yards on the ground. London Horn had a 74-yard game, 16 carries on there. Drew Davis had the lone touchdown in the fourth quarter and the confetti pop there, but unfortunately they only amassed 134 yards of offense. Offense has been the problem for the Warriors this season. They have not scored over 14 points this season, and that was in a game against Class 1 opponent, Wise County opponent, Eastside. But we see what the Eastside Spartans are doing this year. They're winning games. They're doing good. They went all over the map. It's like they're playing a scavenger hunt. I think they may be in California this week. We don't know, but Coach Mike Rose has had his team out there. But this is about the Central Warriors And they also lost to the Marion Scarlet Hurricanes, who are actually in Gate City. So they're on this side of the register this week. And we will take a quick time out here as we get ready for the national anthem as you listen to high school football here on 93.5 WXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-affiliate.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Countdown to kickoff, 8 minutes to go before we get this one underway here on the game of the week here on 93.5 WAXM as it's a Commonwealth Central clash as you got Letcher Central, Wise Central from the Commonwealth of Kentucky meeting into the greatest Commonwealth, that is Virginia, here on the other side. So we could have a little biases on this side. But we look at the PowerPoints here in 2A, and it looks good so far for the Mountain Seven as it is headed in the right. The only team on the outside looking in right now would be John Battle, as they would be 10th in this. But we'll go through it. Graham is one right now. They're 3-0. They come in at 19.3. Ridgeview, 3-0, 18.7. Union lost to Science Hill last week, but they also play Graham this week. 2-1 at 18.0. Gate City, number 4, they play Marion, 16.3 there. Marion, number 5, 2-1, and they play 15. They have 15 points to the ledge. Central at 6, 13.7. And then Lehigh is 7, 1-1, 13.5. And then Tazewell rounds out the top 8 there at 1-1, 13 points there. We'll talk about the guys on the outside looking in. Virginia High, John Battle, Lebanon, and Richlands are all in there in the top 12. We look at some of these matchups. It would be Graham versus Tazewell if the playoffs start today, but we've got a long way to go before then. Graham would play would host Tazewell. Ridgeview will host Lehigh, a game that's coming up here next week on 93.5 WAXM. And then Central would actually go to Union. That game will be here in a couple of weeks as well. And then you would have Gate City and Marion, who's playing today. They would be here as we get ready to see the captains come out here for the coin toss. As we will give you some numbers here, it's number 3, Nate West, the junior. Number 12, Jude Davis, the junior. Number 20, Sean Collier, he's a sophomore. And then number 66, That is Marshall Dingus. As he will, they will be the captains, and they will meet head official, the white hat, the referee, as they like to call him, Jared Taylor, longtime veteran crew chief, in the middle. And we will look across the way for the visiting Cougars here momentarily, as they've got a couple of guys coming on for us here. It does look like it will be number 11, Isaac Matthews, and number 50, that's Dawson Cornett.
On the back, representing the hill side of the corner.
Number 73, that's Lincoln Kahn. And then number 80 rounds out there, that is Cooper Bailey. And these, all four of these young men, are seniors for Coach Junior Matthews' squad. And greeting each other. But here we'll look at, while we wait for the coin toss here, they'll call in there. We look at Region 1D. It'll be Honaker, Patrick Henry tied at the top. Twin Springs at 3. Chill Howie, Holston, they're tied at 4. Eastside, 6. Tom Walker is 7. Rykove, 8. And they're getting ready to flip the hill there.
They're
going to flip the coin. They're going to go over there for a minute here, but we'll round out the Twin Valley at 9, Rural Retreat at 10, Hurley at 11, Grundy at 12, John I. Burton, 13, Castle of the Wood at 14, Northwood rounding up. So the Woods are in the woodshed right now, the proverbial woodshed there. So if we looked at it, the top eight, it would be a rematch, as it would be Honaker and Rykove. Then be Patrick Henry hosting Tom Walker, Twin Springs Eastside, then Chill Howie and Holston. As Don Green, the executive director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, will toss the coin, give him heads and tails, give him a little pregame motivation as well. And they will call it. Let's see who, see what the call is here. And we'll be giving you some scores across the way as well. There we go. Let's see what Jerry Taylor. And Central has won the toss.
Are you ready?
And they will elect to receive here, as we will get it set to go here, as it is the fourth week for Virginia, fifth week for Kentucky. And away, Jason Mullins and company trying to get a win here at home of less than 2 minutes. We call it our 2 minute warning, as there's going to be a lot of changes. We'll see what they can do. There's the birthday boy over there. The basketball legend of Central High School himself, Isaiah McAmis. Now, how old Isaiah turned today? May have turned about 23, so well, congratulations to him. We look forward to seeing him at UVA Wise on the basketball court once again. He's getting healthy as the Warriors getting ready to come out of the tunnel. As we'll take a look at some of the other games around the area. And don't forget, you can get all the scores after the game with Five Star Scoreboard Show. Don't forget, the headlining game is Union at Graham. Abingdon goes to Richland. Ridgeview, they may be on the tube, as they are at Virginia High. Marion, Gate City, it's Gate City's homecoming. Eastside at Chill Howie. Wait a minute. They're right? Yeah, Eastside at Chill Howie. And there's still a travel for them. And then Patrick Henry at Grundy, Lecture Central, and Wise getting ready to kick off here. Rykove is at Tom Walker. Lehigh is at Pineville in Kentucky. Lebanon's at Castlewood. John I. Burton, Twins Freeze. You can listen to that on WLSD with Aaron. Holst is at Honecker. Tazewell's at Fort Chiswell. And that is all your Virginia schools here. As we get ready to rock and roll here, week four in Virginia on 93.5 WAXM. It's one of the picturesque sites here in Southwest Virginia, here in Norton. As it'll be Peyton Combs. No. And we will get ready to kick it off here. And that's Cornette. And he will kick it off. He'll get a pooch kick, and it's fielded at the 40. And that's where Central will take it over. Noah Trent covers up that one. Fort Riley, excuse me, covers that one up. And here comes the Central Warriors. And they are led by number 8, Owen Amos. They will be wearing their all-black uniforms with the red numerals, the white helmet with the black C on there. And they got the red vest here. They come out of the gun here on first down. Ball at the 41. So the man in motion. Going to hand off. This one's London Horn. And Horn is going to get back. He's going to get pushed back as he loses a yard. It'll be second down and 11. So Horn loses a yard there. And remember, now the power points do not matter. As we have kicked off here. Out of the gun, Amos. I'll call Nate West in motion here. He's going to get the inside handoff. This is Horn. Horn across the 50. He's across 45, 40. Making a move down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. London Horn. That's a Warrior first down, and that's the instant offense that they were looking for. First down Warriors. Big play. For London Horn. That's a big play right there. That was a 27-yard gain. Horn out of the gun again. Amos. He's going to call his own number here, and he's going to get stiffed. Stuffed in the background. That was a design run.
Right on Amos on the keeper. No gain on the play. Brings up second
team. And they have a loss of 2 right there. Loss of 2 by Amos. 10:22 to go. Opening frame. Ball rest at the Letcher 35-yard line. I have Collins to the near side here at the wide receiver spot, 3 to the right. Horn to the is the right sidecar to Amos. Amos going to roll out to the right. He's going to look. He's going to fire, and that one's nearly picked off. Incomplete. And that looks like that was number 18 on the deflection there. That's Brett Smith. First attempt by Amos, incomplete. Taking over Sincere Haggins. They're going to run Haggins out at wide receiver, too. Amos getting the signal. It'll be third and 12, ball at the 35 of the Cougars. Central marching after a big 27-yard gain by Horn. And Amos going to look left. He fires. Ooh, that one was high. He was looking for Collins. Incomplete. He looked at left. That was tipped, and it will be fourth down. We'll see what Jason Mullins will do here. First decision time. They have not moved the ball. Be the sixth play of this drive. Amos getting his first licks of the season. And going, Haggins will go in the slot here near side. Collins on the outside, but Jason Mullins gives a look, and now he's going to call a timeout. Gives a little clap, too. We'll take a clap for the timeout as well. We will take a timeout decision time here on 93.5 WAXM. We'll be right back.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcCoreChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Morton McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Came back here right before the fourth down play as Mullins will send his squad back out there, and they look like they're still going to go for it here. Ball on that far right hash. Central working right to left at their 35, fourth and 12. Set up by a big play by London Horn. There's a rush of 27 yards. Amos. They get the direct snap. He's going to fire. He's looking for, I think he's looking for Sincere Haggins, but it's going to be incomplete, a turnover on down.
Cougars will take over first and 10.
Cougars will now take over first and 10. It was incomplete pass to the left. Haggins never turned around. Amos was looking for him. They'll take over at their own 35-yard line. So we will get the first opportunity to see this Letcher Central Cougar offense led by Holbrook. Got our Holbrook out of the gun here on first down, wearing number 7. He's going to look left. He fires a little sidearm. That's Matthews. He's going to go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown just like that. That's Brett Smith, excuse me, all the way to the house. The Cougar touchdown from the 35. And just like that, it took one play. One play, and that was all. And that's all she wrote. As they will send Emma Parker on, Emma Adams, excuse me, to attempt the extra point. Snap up, kick on the way, and it is good. So with 9:40 to go here, Letcher Central strikes first blood as it is 7-0. You're listening to High School Game of the Week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Well, it's 12, Emma Adams is up and good. Play the score.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
A 65-yard catch and run. Over on the far left side on a slant from Matthews to Smith, and they just went to the house, one play, and a touchdown for Smith there as he gets a touchdown, and they're going to kick this one, pooches it, and it is fielded at the 44. That's where Central will take over with 9:40 to go, so it was a 10-second drive.
The
44. Different location for us today. We are high above the press box. Better view. Gorgeous view. You can see a little bit of everything. Kind of a view snob, so I like it. 9:40 to go. Amos coming back out here for his second drive of his season debut. Got two receivers flanked to his right. His wing back in motion. He's going to call his own number, and I don't think he got anything. No game for Amos. Second and 10 for the Warriors. .916 to go, opening quarter, 7-0, Letcher Central leads it. Gave up a 27-yard run on that first drive, and the defense tightened up, went for it on 4th and 12, miscommunication from Haggins and Amos, and then 65-yard touchdown on the opposite drive here. They're going to go out of the gun. This one's going to get handoff to London Horn, and he is met in the backfield by a host of Cougar jerseys. And he was mauled by the Cougars right there. So it will be third and 11 now, as they'll push the ball back to the 43. Now, since Sarah Haggins will check in, Zico Quinn playing tight end. Well, check. They'll go more for a quick package here. Probably run him in the slot as they get the signal. Third and 11. Of course, third run. And they will launch Collins and Haggins. And Central will burn their second timeout here in the first quarter. We'll burn one with them here with 7:53 to go. They face a third and 11. If you're listening to the high school game of the week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
To go 7-0. The visitors lead here as it's the Cougars on top of the Warriors. And Central facing a third and 11 after they have burned their second timeout here on third and 11 to get set. They burned one on their fourth down. Now they've burned one here, so they don't have one for the rest of the half. You can't take them with you as Amos gets it. He's going to fire left looking. Haggins is going to turn around. That one's going to be incomplete. But there was a pack, and I mean a pack of Cougars. Amos's fourth incompletion. No completion for him just yet. As it will be fourth and 11 now. They will punt the ball. I don't think they're going to go for it here with 7:50 to go opening frame. It is Juke Davis back to punt it. And he gets that one off where it bounces at the 30 and rolls all the way inside the 20. Takes a Warrior bounce to the 15. Brett Smith said, I'm not even going to worry about it.
Sometimes the coach, Juke Davis, is down by the 10 air mode. Cougars will take over first and 10 at the 15-yard line.
First and 10 for the Cougars at the 15. With 7:50 to go here. And they had a one-play drive. That one play went 65 yards to the apartments. Rent was due, and Brett Smith paid it. Matthew's out of the gun. He's got two receivers to him. He's going to get this inside handoff to Quentin Williams. And Williams, he's going to get a loss. Just going to get no gain there. Good pursuit.
Isaac Mathers, tackle made by number 51, Ford Riley.
Ford Riley.
Second 10 for the Cougars.
Ford Riley on the stop there for Central. So it'll be second and 10. Second and 10 for the Cougars. They'll send two to the right. two to the far left there. Calls Williams in motion. Gets the snap. Going to find a little sidearm. This one's caught, excuse me, by number 13. That's Keyston Branham.
13 Branham.
That'll
make number 20, Sean Collier.
Picks up about five.
Gain of five. That'll bring up third.
It'll be third and five now. Little sidearm throw by Holbrook. He's got at the 20. Holbrook with Williams to his left. Gonna get the clap. Now he's gonna roll. He's gonna call his own number. He's gonna get across the 20 to the 23-yard line.
He's by number seven, Gunner Holbrook. The tackle short of the first down. That'll bring up fourth down for the Cougars.
It'll be fourth and two. It'll be fourth and two after that 3-yard run. By Holbrook. They will punt this. That's a high punt. That one's over the head of Brett Smith. And he's like, that's going to be pounced on. The Warriors, they're going to be set up in great position right there. As it was a bad, it was a high snap. Jude Davis came down there, recovers it, and now the Warriors are going to be set up in prime time position. It'll be first and goal at the 7. First goal at the 7. With 5:46 to go. Can Wise capitalize here? Amos. And they were at the 4 last week against Ridgeview. Nate West goes in motion. They're going to get the inside handoff. This is London Horn.
Number one,
who's going to go forward for five, for to the 5.
The second goal for the Warriors.
Five. It's 2. Oh, to the 5. The second goal at the 5. Yeah. Always good to have help up here. Teamwork. Amos gets a signal from the sideline. They got to go. 8 seconds. Collins West to the left out of the gun. And Owen Amos, there's his miscommunication. He's going to get sacked. My goodness. That was number 44 in the backfield. That was Kanan Sargent. Sargent. So it's going to go all the way back to the 10. So reminiscence of the game against Ridgeview. That was a loss of 5 right there. This is bad miscommunication. 17 seconds on the play clock. 4:20 to go. 3rd and 10. A 3rd and goal from the 10. Haggins in the slot. Nate West on the opposite side, too. They got too many men on the field. They're going to get flagged for this. Doesn't even matter. Incomplete. They couldn't get the guy off in time.
Pause.
12 men on the field. That's going to push them back. That'll push him back a 5 yards. So a drive that started with a bad snap and a high snap for the punt, since recovered it at its 7, they will. Oh, they're going to go fourth down. Okay. So fourth and goal from the 10. They are going to send out the kicking team. It'll be a little while, babe, by the tune day to kick it here. They're still, they're trying to rush somebody on here. Number 7 Zeko Quinn, McGee, Bonatunde to attempt his first field goal of the season, kick on the way, and it is no good, wide right, and it will be a takeover after the missed field goal. First and 10 at the 10. So missed field goal. We're going to put it at the 20 with 359 to go. I'll be at the 20 for Letcher. That's not what Central wanted here. I call a man in motion. This one is going to be Holbrook calling his own number, and he'll pick up one. Be second and nine. Jude Davis on the stop. Be second and nine for the Cougars. Off the 21. 3:30 to go. First quarter. Ran him in the slot this time for. They're going to fire. That one's tipped. It's incomplete. Breaking that play. That was a good play by the senior, Jesse Greer. Third down. That's Holbrook's first incompletion. So it's going to be third and nine. Central, we said it before, Central has not scored in the first quarter of this season. They're 3 minutes and 20 seconds away from doing it again. Empty gun here as Matthew's going to roll out to his left. He's going to fire, and that one's caught, is it? Yes, that one is caught. That was, it was Quentin Williams up to the 35-yard line. That's a pickup of 14. And they get to the 35 there. That's a first down. And we get the handoff. And blowing up through the middle, up the gut. That was number 11. That's Isaac Matthews, first down. They're going to say he's shy of the line. No, they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, enough for another Lexi County first down.
So he picked up 10 there. It's first. They go out of the gun ball at the 45. Matthews will come in motion. They're going to hand it off to him on the end around. And he is tripped up. That is Noah Trent. Stops him in his track. Back to the 41.
Ford Riley.
Second
down and 14 for the Cougars.
That'd be off a four back to the 41. Two minutes to go here. Opening frame 7-0, second and 14. I'll clap this one, direct snap. Matthew's gonna fire deep, gonna fire long. He's looking for a man. There was a little interference.
That'll be
third down.
Third down.
Second incompletion. I don't know how that was not pass interference. Gavin Brown was held. But they said, no, we won't do it. And it will be a third and 14, a 1:49 to go. Here on the hill in the 935 WXM game of the week. Gunnar Holbrook. Outgun, he clapped. He's going to call his own number, and he's keeping it. He's crossed midfield. He's going to get it across the 40, making a move inside the 35.
to the 34.
That's a pickup of 25 right there. And a first down. Moving the stick. Ball's at the 34-yard line now. Taking their time. Got our Holbrook called his own number there. Called the man in motion. He's going to give it. This is Matthews up the gut. He's going to get a stiff arm across the 15 down inside the 10 to the 8.
Matthews on the carry. Be another West County first down.
The pickup of 26. I'll be first and goal at the 8. Fletcher Central, just a minute to go here in the first quarter. They lead it 7-0. They're moving forward. And this one is Matthews, and he's going to get sniffed out
one,
in the backfield. London Horn on the stop. That'll be a loss of a pair right there. And it'll be – they've got to snap the ball one more time because there's about 5-second difference between the game clock and the play clock. And Letcher will take a timeout here with 19.8 seconds to go. They lead 7-0. They're on the move as well as it'll be second goal at the 10 as we take a quick timeout here on 93.5 WAXL.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CD must be open in person.
Fletcher Central, they lead it. They're trying to double up as well as it is second and goal at the 10. Been set up by some big plays so far by both Matthews and Holbrook on the ground. Holbrook had a 25-yard run and then a 26-yard run by Matthews. Got them set up right here. They're running out of the pistol this time. Will Gunnar Matthews. Give me Gunnar Holbrook. He's going to look over the top, and that one's caught. And that is Keaston Brannon. Touchdown.
That's the boys number 13, Keaston Brannon. Flag on the play. Holding against the Cougars is the call.
Oh, it's holding against the Cougars. So that one will come off the – that'll come off the board then. No harm, no foul. It was over the middle. 16.8, so this one will go back to the 15. Excuse me, to the 20. I don't know what I'm thinking, y'all. You know. 16.8 seconds to go, 7-0. It's a second and goal at the 20. Holbrook, he's going to call his own number here. They got the edge filled. He's crossed 15, but there is a flag. Looks like it's going to be a hold as he was escorted out of bounds. Looks like it was Jude Davis.
The one Peyton Combs on the carry. Man out of bounds, but I'm pointing Sean Collier. Flag on
it was
play.
Peyton Combs on. Combs was on the run there.
Holding
again when they were trying to seal the edge, so this one will push it back to the 30. As from the line of scrimmage, Jerry Taylor will walk it back
back too well there. I'm not going to say it. They're going to call it at the 28. So it happened at the 18. Yep. Where it happened. Holbrook out of the gun. He's going to look. He's going to fire, looking to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. That's Brett Smith again. 28 yards out for a touchdown.
Brett Smith for a touchdown.
Brett Smith, two catches, two touchdowns for him, as it's 13-0. Letcher Central. They're going to send Emma Adams back on to attempt the extra point. She's 3 of 3 on the season with the point after attempts. Shout out to the people over there in Kentucky. They put their stats up. So it's good to have a little stats here, as it's no problem for Adams. It's up and good, and no problem for the Cougars either. They lead it 14-0. 5 seconds to go here as you're listening to the five-star game of the week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
It was a drive that started all the way at the 20. They took it 80 yards and just about 4 minutes. Ended up with a 28-yard touchdown pass on second and goal from the 28 for the Letcher Central Cougars. Now they lead it 14-0 over the Y Central Warriors. They will kick it off here. It'll be Nate West, London Horn back to receive it. But it's another pooch kick, and it will be fielded at the 45. See, we recover that one. That looks like that is number 50, Noah Trent, junior lineman. Owen Amos coming out for his third series at quarterback. And for the second week in a row, we saw Central in a goal-to-go situation back it all the way up and come away with no points as they missed a field goal on the last drive, about a two-day field goal. West flanked out to the left here on the near side. He'll go in motion, according to Amos, and Amos is looking to call a timeout. He'll burn a timeout. With 5 seconds to go, they have no more timeouts to this half. We'll take the timeout here with them as Letcher Central leads Wise Central 14-0 here on the Game of the Week, 93.5 WAXM.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
In Wise County, Letcher Central leading the road team 14-0. But if you go up to West Virginia in Bluefield, there's a Virginia game being played. The road team is up 14-0 there. Yes, the Union Bears are up 14-0 against the G-Men of Graham right now. So hold on to your potatoes, Dr. Jones, as Nate West will get this one. They're going to fake it. A throw, a little gadget play. That goes out of bounds, incomplete. As the clock will run down here, and the first quarter is over. Final food at the end of one, it's 14-0. As the Warriors will maintain possession, as you're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
To nothing here. Y Central trailing here. They face a 2nd and 10. And they are down 14-0, but yes, they flipped the side field. Forgot they had to flip the side of the field here. As they'll go out of the gun, he'll send Haggins Collins to the left. West down here on the near side to the right. Amos going to get an inside handoff to London Horn. He's going to push forward for gain of one.
London Horn
takes one. And it'll be 3rd and 9 at the 46 of Central. Looking to get something done. They have no timeouts. They can't stop the clock besides going out of bounds and throwing an incomplete pass. Grundy up 20-6 on Patrick Henry. Gate City 13-0 over Marion. Eastside on top of Chihuahua. Look at the Spartans over the fighting John Sables. Three receivers deployed to the left. That's Collins, West, Haggins, and it's going to look left. His own aim is arcing ball up top. And on the coverage, almost fell in the hands of number 3, Mason Stevens. It'll be 4th and 9. He was looking for Ethan Collins, but Collins had to go to his old basketball field to kind of bat that one away. He went defensive back on that. So it'll be 4th down for the Warriors. And looks like they may go for it. Now they will send you Davis back to punt it. With 11:02 to go here. Jude Davis gets it into the late summer, early September air. And it'll bounce inside the 15 to the 14-yard line, to the 13-yard line. It'll be 13. Yeah. You never trust the scoreboard, never trust the PA. As it'll be 1st and 10, ball at the 13 officially. They say, go figure here. Gunnar Holbrook out of the gun. He'll have Williams and Matthews flanks to him as a sidecar. This one, Williams will get it. And he's going to get tripped up for a loss of 2. Well, 2nd and 12 now to the 11. Quentin Williams. Fort Riley on the trip up there. Ten 27 to go before halftime. Holbrook. Gonna give it to Williams again. No, he's gonna keep it himself. And he's going to get it all the way up to the 25. That's a 1st down for the Cougars. That's Combs on play. Number 1, Peyton Combs on the keeper. He picks up 14 there. 9:55 to go before halftime. They're calling motion. Williams. Combs will hand it off this time. And this one is Matthews. Isaac Matthews. He'll get it to the 31-yard line. So let's pick up a 6 for him. That was his 5th attempt on the evening. I call it to the 32. It'll be 3rd and it'll be 2nd and 3 now. I'm gonna hand off to Matthews again. Matthews across the 40. He's getting pushed forward. Gets up to the 45, where his progress will be stopped. That'll be a pick up a 13 now. They were rumbling, stumbling, and bumbling there. .8:45 to go. The flex out Smith here to the near side. Matthews in the backfield with. It's going to be Combs on the quarterback keeper. Combs will get across the midfield. He's breaking out wide to the left. 40, 35, pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line.
Number one, Peyton Combs on the carry, ran out of bounds by number 3, Nate West. Get up another West County Cooper first down.
And that was a pickup of 24 there for Combs. Don't really have an answer for him. He was pushed out of bounds at the 31, first and 10. Fletcher Central wearing their road whites, all whites. They've got the blue trim on the pants, the pipe, and the blue helmets. As it'll be a handoff inside to Matthews again, taking off the tackle down inside the right to the 20. He'll go. He needed the. So you get right at the 20, so he'll pick up 11 there. First down for Fletcher County again. To the 20, 8:13 to go. I mean, just been very efficient. Pounded in the rock last week. We know they played Hazard and routed them 54-0. 54-7, excuse me. And then Combs will hand off this one. It's Matthews again. He's trying to break wide. There's a flag, though. Matthews was on the carry there.
Holding.
And it'll be holding. With 7:44 on the clock, 14-0. Cougars lead it, and they're on the move once again. But they had a little setback. But a hold has not been their problem. Holding hasn't really been their problem. I mean, they didn't call for it, but they still find a way to move the ball. It'll be 1st and 20 now. Ball backed up to the 30. It'll be Smith and Cooper to the left here, to the top there. Say number 2 Ramsey right now out of the gun, and I think they're going to get him for a false. They're going to get him for a neutral zone infraction. Yep, and it'll cut that hold in half, and it'll put it to the 25. So it'll be 1st and 15. So the Warriors will give him a little bit of grace right there. .7-11, oh, thank heaven. To go before halftime. And This one's Cole's going to fire for the end zone. Too much on that one. He was looking for number two, Ramsey. Number Gavin Ramsey. You have Gavin Brown. Don't know why we have Ramsey right there. Gavin Brown. Apologies for that. Like they cheated again there, but it's going to be Combs on the keeper across the 20, 15. Outside the 10, pushed out of bounds, dragged out of bounds. That'll be first and goal. At the 7. I'm going to pick up an 18 for Combs. I'll break the huddle again. Matthews and Williams in the backfield there. Smith flanked out to the left side. And we'll get the handoff to Ramsey. He's going to run it right side. And he's going to be out of bounds. Around second and goal. We'll see where he stopped it. And they'll see. He'll pick up a pair to the 3. He picked up 3 there. Second and goal at the 3. Brett Smith goes out wide. We'll call Quentin Miller. In motion, they're going to hand it off to Matthews. He's going to touchdown from 3 yards out. That was like, looked like the old Jerome Bettis play right there. As it's a touchdown for the Cougars, 3 yards out for Matthews. Touchdown. And it's 20-0 with 6:30 to go before halftime. And Adams, the sophomore kicker, to attempt the extra point. It's a snap, kick on the way, up, and it is no good. Her first miss of the season, and the score remained 20-0, 6:30 to go here. Letcher Central all over the Warriors of Y Centrals. We'll take a quick timeout here on 93.5 WXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
It's 20-0. Letcher Central leads. Letcher County Central leads it 20-0 over Wise County Central here in the battle of the Commonwealth Centrals. And it has been a hard line until first touchdown they got via the ground. It was Matthews 3 yards out. And this one kicked off, another pooch kick. This one will go out of bounds. It was Dawson Cornett. I got the flag at the 40. And it'll start it at the 41 when ball went out of bounds at. So it'll be first and 10 Central. Are they going to say where the ball? Where did the ball go out of bounds? They ain't going to say at the 46. I'll be first and 10 against Central. Has had great starting field position. They just haven't been able to put anything together. They're going to try to do it here, try not to get blanked out in the first half for the second consecutive week, technically the third consecutive week. At this time, it's Sincere Haggins down at the quarterback spot, and he kept the ball, and he is just slobber-knocked by four Cougars. And that'll push him all the way back to the 40. That'll be off a six. They took Owen Amos out. We'll go out of the gun again here. Gonna hand off to London Horn. Horn's gonna get across the 40, and he's gonna fight forward across the 45. Takes a host of Warriors and Cougars with him. And he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. He picked up seven there. It'll be third and nine. Haggins out of the gun again. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. They're going to be coming hot off that edge. Haggins going to roll out. He's getting flushed out to his right. He's looking for somebody. He's going to fire. He's looking for Nate West, and that one's incomplete. I'm going to tell you something here. That's pass interference, but that was the same thing that happened on the opposite side, and they didn't throw the flag. That is – don't know about that one. I know it's not basketball season, but you got to call that both ways. It happened in the same area and the same call. It's going to be pass interference this time. Should have been pass interference last time. Not saying home cooking is a thing, but that'll pay me no. Never mind.
First down.
So the Warriors get the first down via the pass interference. Well, Haggins will remain the quarterback. It's inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. They're going to hand this one off London Horn again. And Horn's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a pair.
On the carry, talking about Hoke Cougars. Off the two on play. We're going to take down 12.
They've got a host of new guys out there. We see Jalen Teasley out there, wide receiver, or number 19 for the Warriors. So Teasley will go out to the right with the West. Collins, Zico Quinn also is going to get flanked out here to the right side. Collins to the far left. And Haggins going to roll out to the right. Going to get his number. They're going to fire, and I'm not sure who he was looking for. Incomplete. And it will be third and 12. As 3:53 to go, 20 to nothing. London Horn looking for the signals. Weston Teasley to the right. It looks like O'Quinn and Collins on that far left side. And now Haggins, he got bum rushed, and he didn't have a chance as he was taken down. by number 34, Garrett Howard. It looks like Sergeant was there as well. So it'll be 4th and 12. And they'll send Jude Davis on to punt. .349 to go before halftime. Letcher Central leads it 20-0. They're still trying to rush somebody else on there. They're not getting their numbers in there right. And there's a flag. Didn't have the line set, so it's going to come back. A good punt that got away. But this is like the third time we've seen this on Central that they've had time. They were flagged on offense for having too many men on the field because they couldn't get the guy off the field in time. I mean, you don't see that much. And now they're going to get it for not having enough. Legal substitution there. So they'll push them back. And we'll replay fourth down here. As the sun sets here in far southwest Virginia. On the 15th evening, beware the Ides of September. As this time, it just goes sky high and bounces out, and doesn't even bounce out of bounds, just travels out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And that's what... As it's 3:35 to go, the Central will come back. They're going to get at the 34-yard line, actually. And that's where they have worked last couple of times. They had that bad punt, but they scored on back-to-back drive, long drives. As they'll send Holbrook back out at the quarterback spot. And they'll go out of the pistol. Calls Williams in motion. They're going to give it to Williams. He's going to run it here to the near side. It's across the 40. There's a flag across midfield. 45-40, 35. Dampers 30 is pushed out of bounds. But all of that will be for naught. Then one's going to come back. As I don't know about you, but somebody got a hold of them on that call. Jerry Taylor will... walk over, holding on the Cougars. And if we've seen so far today, that just gives them more space to work with. It'll push them back to the 24. .326 to go for halftime. Letcher leads it 20-0 over Wise. First and 20. Okay. There you go. Getting a little free there on this one. They're going to give it a handoff, different look. And this one's Matthews. He's going to get it across the 30. To the 32. Nate West on the stop. That'd be a pickup of 8. And now he's going to roll out to his right. Now he's going to look back to his left. Here's Holbrook on fire deep, looking for Smith and Teasley on the defense. Incomplete. Jalen Teasley, number 19, the freshman, incomplete.
Third down.
Third and 12. .252 to go before halftime. Wise, they trail it. 20-0. Letcher Central on the move. Smith and Williams will go out as receivers to the left. Holbrook looking, fire over the middle. That one's too high. He was looking for Branham, number 13. That one's incomplete. So it will be punt time on here at the Hill for the Cougars. They'll punt. Jude Davis will go back to receive it. Is that Nate West? That is Nate West back there, number three. And it'll be a timeout. Letcher County, we'll take it with them here as you're listening to the game of the week here on 93.5 WAXM.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. AirServe. Call AirServe. We'll put you in your comfort zone.
We're here on our comfort zone as the sun is going down. And it's nice. Nice for last few days of official summer. It's the 21st, we know, will turn over into fall. And we are falling right into plays, getting ready for halftime here as Letcher Central will punt the ball away. They're up by 20. And they will punt it here with No, they're going to call their own number. And this one is Smith. He's going to run across 35-40. Oh, my goodness, and they pick up first down, 40, 35, 30, 25. He makes a move to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown on a fake punt. You had to, but there's a flag. There's a flag back at the 39-yard line. But we'll see. Looks like this one's coming back. And looks like Jason Mullins having a little. Hey, yep, they're going to call a hold on Letcher Central.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh,
God. Oh, my gosh. That is. 2:32 to go. For halftime now after the fake punt. That'll push them back now. It'll be 4th and 22. Not really 4th and 22. It'd be. They're going to punt this one back. As it is, you take it back to receiving this time. Oh, Nate West. Nate West back to receiving, number three. And Letcher will call and burn its final timeout here of the half. We'll take it with them here. 20-0, they lead as they get ready to punt it away, we think, here on 93.5 WAXM.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Bytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Bytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Bytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Bytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Bytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
20-0. It's Letcher Central on top of Wise Central here. Owen Amos was getting helped off. He had that lower leg injury that he had rehabbed back, but it doesn't look like he could go in this one. 2:32 to go before halftime. We hope that young man's going to be all right, though. Ridge, you up 7-0, just 7-0 on Virginia High right now. At the half, it's 13-0, Gate City on top of the Scarlet Hurricanes of Marion. This one's a high snap again. I think they're going to get him this time. They're going to have to run out of bounds. He's going to get across the 30 to the 20. To the 35 of out of bounds, so Central would be set up with some good yardage at the 36. Brett Smith ran out of bounds. He was back there to punt it. So they got 224. And first and 10 now. With 2:24 to go, Spencer Haggins is back in at quarterback. He's got London Hoare to the left of him. Teasley right here on the near right side, trips to the left. He's going to look to Horn. He's going to get it across the 40, 35, down to the 31. I agree with that. Got to call it on both ways. 2:05, pickup of five. It'll be second and five for the Warriors. 1:55 to go before halftime. Central on the move. Haggins will deploy west. And Teasley to the right. Was that O'Quinn and Collins to the top on the far left side? And they're going to get an inside handoff. This is London Hoare. He's going to go back for a yard. I got him back at the 32.
Yard, third down and six for the Warriors.
Third down and six for the Warriors. 1:10 to go before halftime. Sincere Haggins. They will snap ball with less than a minute to go. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Center was already on the ball. Going to call Zico Quinn in motion. Haggins. He's going to look, roll, look, and he's going to go down. There's no mercy. Down he goes once again. And he gets back up. 25 seconds to go for halftime. They don't need to run another play. As they will, they'll let this one. They're probably going to let the horn sound in. They're trying to get on the ball. With 5 seconds, 4 seconds, Haggins snaps it. He's going to roll out. There's a flag. They weren't set, and he's going to throw that one out of bounds. He's tripped up as well. And it's going to be holding. On defense, let's see. Central, once again, looks like they're going to the locker room. That's a dead ball. Legal formation.
Illegal procedure against the Warriors.
They're going to be on the Warriors, so. 1 untimed down before half. Nothing on the clock. I thought, too. Thought that would be it. Ball all the way back to the 45. Don't know what's going on here. Going to reach out to my officiating folks to see if this can even happen. And there's a flag. Zico Quinn, he caught the ball, but he's lit up. And there's another flag on the play. We'll see who the flag's on again. And it's holding against the Warriors. And unmercifully, this half is over with 20-0. Letcher Central leads it over the Wise County Central Warriors here. We'll take time out, get some stats back, as you are listening to the 93.5 WXM Game of the Week. And we'll be right back.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's goal!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com, because there's nothing like freedom.
Here on top of the hill, and it's looking to trying to get over the hill here. 20-0, Letcher Central leads it. They've been led by the way of Holbrook, two touchdown passes, two of them to Brett Smith. They got it started 65 yards to the house to say hello, hello, dear Virginia, sweet Virginia. And then on the second scoring drive, 28-yard pass, where they were facing a second and goal from the 28, just a simple slant pass, and it was touchdown city there. And then Matthews scored on a long, after a long touchdown drive, he scored three from 3 yards out for the touchdown. But for the Central Warriors, I mean, there's been no completions for the team, a lot of negative runs. They had one positive, a big positive play. And that was Horn on that first drive. He had a 27-yard run between the defense. So, but for Jason Mullins and squad, it seems like the same thing. Just last week, they couldn't generate offense. They had another drive that was inside, was a goal-to-goal situation starting out, and they come away with nothing. They went for a field goal. They missed it wide right. And then since then, Central, and this was all set up by one of Letcher's biggest problems is the punt. They can't, the long snapper can't get it to the punter, or the punter can't field it. It doesn't matter. There has just been a big struggle by the guys in black to, you know, to get points, and this, that was their opportunity there to do such. But you know, we look at it here, and we want to thank our sponsors who are sponsored high school football here on 93.5. WAXM, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, and Modern Hardware. So if you're visiting any of these businesses, ordering, you need something, go to these businesses. Tell thank you for sponsoring high school football right here on 93.5 WAXM. So we kind of, and we'll take a look across the way, and we'll give you some full stats here when we take our little break afterwards. But as we will pull up the little ScoreStream app and see what's going on. Union still on top of Graham, 14-7 now. That is not a typo. Like we said, at halftime here, 20-0. Ridgeview 7. Virginia Bearcats, the Virginia High Bearcats, nothing in the second quarter. It's 13-0 Gate City. The new home city of Corey Sanchez up 13-0. And then Eastside jumped out to a 14-0 lead. Chill Howie has come back into it as the Warriors have knotted it up with the Spartans, 14-all. No score in Richlands is Abingdon, who got their first win of the season against Gate City, which was on local television. And they did nothing in that one. Might be a delay, but we'll see if we can get it. Maybe we'll get our guy E.T. on it. He'll figure it out. Of course, Grundy, surprise, surprise, 27-18 over Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry, yes, the same Patrick Henry that throttled John I. Burton last week, 60-7. That's 60 for the Rebels, 7 for the Raiders. Holston on top of Homemaker right now, 21-20. So maybe it's Honaker. If somebody figured out Honaker, Rackhove looked like they were trying to do it last week, but, and, you know, we'll see. Tazewell on top of Fort Chiswell, 16-13. No score from the Lehigh-Pineville game. It's Rackhove all over Tom Walker, 35-0. Twin Springs down there in Nicholsville, 21-6. It's Lebanon all over Castle the Wood, 41-0. No, you don't care about this, but my alma mater, they win 29-0 up there in Northern Virginia. Belfry up 13-7 on Pikeville. Northview in Tennessee over Cherokee right now, 14-7. Unicorn County, 28-0 over West Green. And it's Giles on top of Narrows at the half, 20-14. 21-0 Southern East over Go-Go Granger. Jellicoe over Unica, 8-0. Asheville, Dobbin Bennett is 16-13. The Cougars of Asheville leading that one. Happy Valley 24, Eagleton 6. At the first quarter, this is the first quarter. Ooh, Bexley Lane, Kentucky, all over Florida Central, 7-0. Davy Crockett is the king of the Wild Frontier and the king of Cook County as they are all over the Fighting Cock, 12-0. South Green 14, Union County nothing. George Smith 14, Carroll County 7, Knox Central 13, Danville 7, and it's Johnson County 6, Harlan 6. No score from Hampton and Cumberland Gap. Sevier County at the half, they're on top of Tennessee High, 13-7. And that one, Maryville 14, Science Hill nothing. Westridge and William Blount tied at 7. Morristown West, they beat Daniel Boone 30-0 yesterday. And we'll try to get you some other scores going on because some people want to know, like, what's going on in Maryland and UVA? Will my check be cashed? We don't know, but no, we're all kidding here. As we'll take another quick time out here, as you're listening to the 93.5 Game of the Week, 20-0, Letcher over Wise right now. We'll take a time out here as you're listening to high school football on 93.5 WAXM.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things,
like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck, it's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s, plus top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MartinMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com, because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Funk Drilling is a fourth generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
And 3 minutes before halftime, as they are honoring their peewees and their youth leagues here at Central, Letcher Central back out on the field trying to get warmed up again, but there's about 2:40 to go before halftime reconvenes. Jerry Taylor and the officials crawling back out from their locker room. No sign of the Central Warriors. Check on, we said we'd check on Owen Amos.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it.
And
flag football halftime.
It was a flag football halftime here.
The
I gave them. They're still running, though. Checked on, spoke with one of the coaches about Owen Amos. Looks like he had maybe wasn't feeling well, and, you know, hopefully he's okay, but no indication that it was an issue with his leg there. So positive news right here, and the Warriors getting ready to march back out on the field as they have a tough task ahead of them coming out of the locker room. I'll probably put about 3 minutes back onto the clock to give them an opportunity to warm up because both teams need that chance as they still have the young
and the flag football players. Let's please exit the field.
Yeah. They said they
Let's
had
have another round of applause for our flag football players. So
they're still running. They're still running. They didn't care. They don't care. They still have the flag football players out there running amok. And there you go. Somebody scores a touchdown, and now they are finally going to walk off the field. And maybe you need to play the Jeopardy song to get them out there, because they're still on the field. It's like Colorado. The band is on the field. The band is on the field. We'll take you across the way one more time and look at some scores. Third quarter, Union still holding on to that lead against Graham. Ridgeview, 7. Virginia High, nothing still. Second quarter, Gate City and Marion still at halftime. Halftime and Chill Howie, as Mike Rose's boys and Reed Sturdivant's boys are tied up at 14. Grundy still having that 9-point advantage against Patrick Henry. Rye Cove, 35-0 over Tom Walker at halftime. That's all the way out there in Ewing. Holston on top of Honeaker, 21-20. One there in Honeaker as well. 28-6 on WLSD. Twin Springs all over John I. Burton right now. Lebanon at halftime, they're up 42-0 on Castlewood. For our folks over there in Kentucky, Belfry, 14, Pikeville, 14 also in that game. Last score. So we think about what do each of these teams have to do coming out of halftime. We'll start with Lexington Central. Lexington Central just has to keep on doing what they're doing, run the clock out, physical ground attack. They've got Combs out there at times. They've got their Holbrook Gunnar Holbrook as well as their quarterback. They're mixing and matching with Isaac Matthews, who's really taking over the game. Brett Smith has had 2 big touchdowns, so they're diversifying in that respect. Big play potential. And playing stifling defense. Now you look at it on the other side for Central, they just have to find the pulse here. Their offense struggles have been well documented thus far. As we said in pregame, Central, they haven't scored more than 14 points, and that was against a Class 1A opponent in Eastside. So when we look at that, it seems like where is this offense at? They've had this struggle with quarterback. Owen Amos came out of the start. They went back to Sincere Haggins. And I'll give you a quick update on their points per game. So 11 points per game is Central. That's what they're averaging. And that's more points. They had more points dropped on them last week than they've scored all season to this point. It's a young squad, and they're showing that they've got a lot of youth, and they're learning to play together here. So we'll see how they bounce back here coming out of halftime. And you know, their defense had some moments. They did have some moments out here. So hopefully maybe they can recapture that, take advantage of getting the punt troubles that Lester Central has had, and maybe getting the ball back. Because they've been set up with some great field position. Lester Central will get the ball because Central did take it to start the ball game. So it will be Lester Central's ball coming out of halftime here. 10 seconds to go before we get ready once again at halftime. Take a look at some college scores also before we get ready for this. As we know, in the NFL last night, Philadelphia over the Minnesota Vikings, 34-28. Right now, it is wild, it's shocking in College Park. The not-so-good UVA Cavaliers tied up with the elite Maryland Terrapins. Air Force on top of Utah State, 15-0. Army, 20. UTSA, 7. And then it's Rhode Island on top of Maine, 24-17. But, yes, of course, the shocker right now, the Terps trailing their former ACC opponent as we get ready for Jude Davis to kick this one off. We'll see how deep he goes on that one. This one will go deep, and this one is fielded at the 15, across the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Midfield just got the kicker to beat, and that was Gavin Brown. To the 40-yard line. That'd be first down and 10. They are going to start for the war. They will start in Warriors territory here. Well, the Cougars at the 48-yard line. .11:45 to go. They know if you get to 35 in the second half, starts a running clock. Obergabagun. And Matthews with him. He's on fire, looking for Brown. It's caught at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. That's how you open it up. 48 yards to the house. 26 to nothing. Big play potential. And we've seen it on display. 48 yards. Gavin Brown, third touchdown pass for Holbrook. And this is kind of reminiscent of last week when we were here. As Adams to kick it. And this one, she goes through. And it's 27-0 with 11:37 to go here in the third quarter as you're listening to the high school game of the week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
A 48-yard touchdown pass from Holbrook to Brown. Brown set it up with the nice kickoff return to the 48, and then they let him finish it up on the offensive side of the ball and took the house for a touchdown. Just burnt the Warriors defenders there. And this will be Cornette to kick it off. West and Horn to receive, but it'll be another pooch right at the 50 and almost lost it. But it'll be recovered inside Cougar territory at the 47-yard line of the Cougars. On first and 10, it'll be Haggins coming back out at quarterback spot.
Kickoff number 10, Aaron Mullins. Warriors take over first and 10 at the 47-yard line.
Mullins on the recovery. The pooch kick has worked. Well, they're trying to get Teasley off the field. They still don't know how many people they have on or off the field. That's the fourth time we've seen something like that, but no penalty this time. Since they're Haggins, they're going to get a handoff. This is Horn across the 45.
Number one, London Horn on the case.
London Horn gets a gain of 4 to the 43-yard line. It would be second and 6 now.
50 Dolphins, Cornette. And a 4 ramp, second down, 6 for the Warriors.
Again, 6 for the Warriors. Trying to move it here. 11:13. Opening moments of the third quarter. Letcher Central's latest score is a big pass play. 48 yards from Holbrook to Brown. And they'll go out of the gun again. Horn in the backfield. They're going to call man in motion here. They'll give it to Horn again. Horn's going to get across the right side. Gets across the 40. And they're going to give him just shy of the line to gain. So it'll be a pickup of 5. So it'll be 3rd and 1.
And 5 will bring a 3rd and 1 for the Warriors.
3rd and 1 for the Warriors. And this, we will get it snapped. I'll go back. Keep running the gun here. 3 to the left deployed. 2 to the left in the wing back here. And Hank's going to call. He's going to get the quarterback keeper. He'll get the first down. Gets out of across the 35. Come down at the 31.
That'll be enough for Warriors.
That's enough for Warriors. First down. Pick up a 6. First positive play we've seen out of number 2 in black. The senior transfer from Maryland. .9:41 to go. Remains here in the third quarter. Central on the move. Ball at their at the Letcher 30. Haggins gets it, hands it off. It's a handoff. This is a Horn. And that's going to be a loss. That'll be a loss of a yard. So it'll be 2nd and 11, ball back at the 31-yard line. Second. A loss of 1 yard. .27-0. Letcher leads it. Central Central has the ball, though. Trying to move, trying to get a score here. Nate West flanked out far to the right. To the left is Collins. Central working right to left. Hagen will fire a high pass. Looking for Ethan Collins. That's incomplete. That'll be 3rd down. Stop the clock was 8:35. The 3rd and 10, or 3rd and 11. And upgrade the scoreboard there. Sincere Haggins will come back out. Gets the play. You got to think this is 4-down territory, so probably not going to try to get the whole chunk. Nate West is a receiver going in motion here. Going to give it a Horn. And they're going to get across the 30. We'll say to the 28. He'll pick up a 3. So it'll be at the 28-yard line. So we'll see 4th and 8. Haggins. Haggins is coming out of the gun here. It'll be West in the slot and Collins to the left here. And let's see, play. And West will go in motion. Haggins is going to look. He's going to look deep. Ethan Collins caught it. Touchdown, Warriors. Ethan Collins. Touchdown from 28 yards out. 28 yards out. The touchdown for Ethan Collins. He stretched out just enough on that wobbler. The Warriors score. Haggins' first completion is a touchdown pass. He took that short yardage and finally took advantage of it. As Montunde will kick out, and it's a low snap. This one, Nate West, he's going to jump, throws, and once again, Central cannot convert on a point after touchdown. But they do score here, and they now trail 27-6 with 7:38 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout here on 93.5 WAXL.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Was a 28-yard touchdown pass reception by Ethan Collins from Sincere Haggins. The first, I believe, the first touchdown pass for Haggins, and definitely the first touchdown for Ethan Collins. And they'll kick it off. Jude Davis will. This one failed it on the run by Brown. This one up across the 30, the 35, 40, 45, across midfield. There's a block. He's got some blocks, and he's now taken down at the 40, but they're going to get a blocking back. That's going to be coming back. There will be a flag. Evan Brown. And just like many things that are old, Cougars, they'll hold on, and they'll push it back. Push him back, push him back. Cougars lead. This just gives them more space to work with. 27-6, so they lead by three touchdowns. Look to answer back. They bring Combs all the way wide out here to the near side to the right. And this one is going to be Brett Smith on the end around. Across 40, 45. There's a flag across midfield. It's a tackle. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. But it's all for naught. It's kind of like my hairline. This one is coming back. It was a touchdown. I think in Letcher Central will be flagged for probably their 1,000th hold of the game.
Hold it.
The breakaway speed gets neutralized once again. It'll be fourth and about seven at the 40. Mr. Central 2-2 looking to move to 3-2 on their season. Brown here to the far, to the near right side. Holbrook gets the direct snap. He's going to fire deep looking, and he's got a man. That one is caught. That's number 13, Branham. Branham got that one. Picked up a 26 right there. Twenty-six-yard gain for Branham. To the 34-yard line they go. First and 10. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. They lead 27-6 as Letcher. It's a clap, and they're going to roll right. This one on the run. This one's caught by Williams, 30 to the 25, 24-yard line. He's going to have enough for a first down. Yep. He'll pick up 10. Got to give him the first down. That's right at the line of the game. Well, there. Right. Yeah.
For first down.
It was caught by Williams.
Hey, no way. No way.
First down.
No way. That's
right. 6:30 to go. This one's going to be handed off to Matthews. Matthews across the 20, And he will be tapped down at the 15. Now they're going to say the 16. He'll pick up 8. Second and 2. Ball rests at the Central 16. They lead 27-6. Looking for more here. 6 minutes to go. Olbrook. It'll be Smith. Flanked out to the left. And we'll give it to Matthews again. Matthews, he's just a very patient runner, and he will go bowling, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling down to the 1. First and goal at the 1.
Down to the 1-yard line.
He rumbled, he stumbled, he mumbled, but he just didn't get in the end zone right there. I feel like I know where this one's going. In the end zone, Combs will keep it. Touchdown. Touchdown. Combs, or was it Holbrook? It was. It was Holbrook. Holbrook calls his own number. Touchdown from 1 yard out. Looks like they're going to go for 2 here. To make it a 29-point game. Next time they score and get defense stop, we could go for a, if they convert this now. And this is Brett Smith on the end around, and he is going to be stopped. And it will be a good 33-6. The score reads 5:19 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McCoy Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcCoreChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Morton McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
5:19 to go. Corbin reached 33-6. Electric County Central all over. And I mean all over the Wise County Central Warriors here. And they're going to kick this one off. It'll be Cornette kicking off. It'll probably be a pooch again. Nate West, Horn. They'll be back to receive it, and they've moved up to the 30. They've been back as far as the 20 at some point, but not anymore. They are going to move up to see if they can get an opportunity here, but it looks like he's going to kick this one to the left. They can deal with it. It's going to get out of bounds. It'll be a flag. Ball went out of bounds at the 45. See, they get the Jerry Taylor's crew gets the ball there. You see where Jerry's looking to see where we're gonna mark them off at. They're gonna say first down. They're gonna bring it to the 49. The 49 at the Cougars 49. That's where Central will start off at. That's how they scored a touchdown. Haggins will give it to London Horn, who's going to get it down. Gets a pickup of a pair to the 47.
Tackle made by the 34, Garrett Howard. Yeah, two on the play.
Second and eight for the Warriors. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And a ball at the 47-yard line with 4:33 to go for the end of the third quarter horn. It'll be Collins here to the near side as wide receiver. Nate West will go far to the right. Haggins in the at quarterback. And Haggins will look left again for Ethan Collins, and he gets tied up, and it's going to be pass interference, 15 yards. Yeah, there we go, and that's going to take them down to the 32-yard line.
Pass interference against the Cougars.
And Cougars give him 15 free right there. Now Ethan Collins uses that basketball frame. We'll see him in a few months.
That'll be the Warriors' first down.
Warriors first down to the 32-yard line. 16-yard penalty. 16-yard penalty. 47 to the 32-yard. Two receivers to the left. That is Collins, West. Duke Davis goes in motion at the wing back. Empty gun. That's Horn. Going to run that end around. He's going to run that A-gap to about the 29-yard line. He'll pick up three. It'll be a first down. On first down, it'll be second down and seven at the 29. 3:55 to go. Looks like we're going to go end to end tonight. No running clock to be available. Some high-scoring affairs in this in the previous two games. 44-43, then a 39-20 game back in 2015-2016. Tag his empty gun. He's looking left. He's looking for Nate West, who catches it at the 7. That's going to be a first and goal at the 7. Pick up of 22. First down, Warriors. With 3:18, they'll stop it. They'll stop the move for the sticks, and now they're get it rolling again. Not the sticks, but the first down. It'll be Collins and West flanked out to the right. Collins in the slot there. Haggins got Horn. It's the right sidecar. He's going to call his own number, Sincere. Sincere looking for somebody. He's trying to drop a lane, and maybe he picks up one. Second and goal at the 6. That's no gain. Mm-hmm. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. And it will be second and goal at the 7. And we're going to flag, though.
Timeout, Warriors.
No timeout. We're the lay of games. There you go. We'll take a timeout with them here as Letcher Central leads 33-6. You're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXL.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Go 33-6. Why Central trails. The Cougars have let your Central, but they're on the move. Nate West got them down in a goal-to-goal situation after a 22-yard reception. They're looking to get another score, as it'll be Haggins out of the gun. Left side car will be Horn. Haggins will step up, throw the... Is that a fumble or... It got to be an incomplete pass. That can't be a fumble. His arm was going forward, but that was... That was a odd throw. Third, that'll stop the clock. Third and goal from the 6. Incomplete pass. Ball rests at the 7. They got 7 seconds. They got to hurry up. They got to hurry up. Get on the ball here. 3, 2. They get it off just in time. Haggins looking in zone. It's caught. Collins. He catches it. At the,
yeah, we'll say the 1.
Yeah, we'll say the 1. That'll be a pickup of 5. Pickup of 6. So it'll be 4th and goal from the 1. Warriors trying to get in the realm of double digits for the first time in 2 weeks. It's going to be Haggins under center. He's going to call his own number. Is he in? We will say. I don't think so. Nope. He turnover on downs. Letcher Central holds with 47.7 seconds to go. They just didn't get that push there. And they will turn over on downs, and they'll take over on downs. 33-6, they lead. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 1. 99 yards to pay dirt. Uh-oh. We'll see what's going on. We'll see what Letcher will do here. They run the play clock. They're the worst field position you can have in football. And we Holbrook out of the gun. And he's going to fire. Looking deep. He's got a man. It's going at the 30, 40, 50. Goodbye, home run. Branham goes 99 yards, but there's a flag all the way back to you. Hey, you got to be. That's it. I mean, that's not even funny anymore. How many times that's happened? That's not even funny. But the question is, did it happen in the end zone when the quarterback has the ball? But holding against the Cougars once again. And they'll call it 1st down. Everybody can't even do anything. It's just a... It's just a point. It's just a point of it. It's a hole. They'll redo it here. Never in all my days. Holbrook out of the gun again. See, they'll redo it again. No, they're going to give it to Matthews. Matthews going to run up the gut. He gets... It'll be second. And they're going to get it to the six. I'll pick up five there. Picked up four. And this one will wind down to the end of the third quarter at 33-6. It'll be second and goal from the six when we return here on 93.5 WAXM.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
We come to the fourth and final frame here on the hill. 33-6. Letcher Central leads it. Somebody's really been keeping up with the score of such as we go here to the fourth quarter. And I mean, there have been big plays called back that there's hold. If it was a bank account, you've been having to play withdrawal fees because they've had so many holds. So it'll be a second. Let's see here real quick. It'll be a second and five. Ball is at the six. We get ready for this one. Central, Y Central. We'll look ahead for them next week. They're on a bye, so they'll get some time to kind of regroup before they will have to take on. We broke this down earlier. Central on a bye, then they will get return to action. They will go to Abingdon. And this one is Matthews again. He's going to run up the gut, miss a tackle. Now he's out to the races. There are flags. Oh, 30. He's across the 35, across the 40. They play right there to the 42. Electric County first down right there. That's a big run right there. They picked up, this is Matthews, he's running away. There was no flag, though, so that's a good thing. They'll pick up a 37 for Matthews. And this one is going to be Williams. Williams is going to run wide to the right, across midfield, 45, across the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, no flags. Touchdown! Touchdown! Letcher Central! 57 yards. There's no flag. There's no flag. You can celebrate. No flag. There's no flag. Finally, no flags on that one. 39-6. Yeah, I don't know, but Jerry Taylor and company, they are going to have to ice their arms if they threw another flag out there after this one. Dear Barbara. Oh, my goodness. That was 57 yards of pay dirt for Quentin Williams. They'll go for a pair. Random will come in motion out of the pistol. That's Brett Smith. Goes in motion. He's going to run it wide, and he will go in. Two-point conversion is good. So with 11:24 to go in the ball game, it's 41-6. Letcher Central leads it. We'll take a timeout here. You're listening to the Game of the Week here on 93.5 WAXL.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
They played potential all day, and there was no flag this time. Now, there was a flag, but then two big plays, touchdown, 99-yard drive for the Cougars, capped off by a Quentin Williams 57-yard run and a two-point conversion by Brett Smith, 41-6. They lead Wise Central. And we take a look at some scores across the way. As it's Union. Union looking good right now. 27-14. Can they hold on up there against Graham? Playing the upset. Ridgeview 7. Virginia High nothing. There's going to be a pooch kick here. Woo, lordy. That ball's still loose and active. And Horn, no, Horn fell on it. And now Letcher Central, they've come up with it. Holy moly. And there's going to be a little long discussion between the Warriors and the Cougars. Probably somebody did not want to be invited to the seafood dinner after a while. Somebody called Dorothy Mantooth, and they were upset about it. And Dorothy Mantooth got left at the seafood dinner. Anyway, I'll get it cleared up. We'll see whose ball it is. Should be Cougar ball. See where they got it. I mean, hey, just whew. Good night in living. It was fielded on the up, man. And Jerry Taylor will go over there, talk with Junior Matthews. It will be Letcher Central ball. Letcher Central already leads it 41-6. They lead by 35, so it should be a running clock once we get back underway. Time to run the clock, Jerry. Jerry Taylor, surprised his arm is still working after throwing all those flags. we mean this in all good fun. 10:49 to go in a running clock situation now. Now the pistol. This is Cone. They're going to give it to Matthews. Matthews going to go across the 15 to 10. Tiptoes down the sideline to 5. He is out of bounds, though. He's out of bounds at the 8. Pick up 16. Minutes to go in this one. Much of the same for the Warriors. Offense has struggled. And this one will be handed off to Matthews again. Bounce off tackle 5. He is in. Touchdown right side. And with 9:37 to go, it is 47-6. As Letcher Central, they already moved to 3-2 on the season. And win consecutive games for the first time in the season also. It looks like they'll be at Breathitt County next week out there in Tucker. And Adams to kick the extra point is up, and it is good. 48-6 with 9 minutes to go. I'll take a quick timeout here on 93.5 WAXL.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream. Find you every day, Food City.
It is 48-6. He's got a running clock, so time has run off. Over a minute of real time has rolled off since then. And we probably won't kick this ball off until about under 8 minutes ago, probably about 7:50, under 7:50 to go in the game. Running clock not in any threat. Also, if Central were to score. A rough one here, only managing 12 points here in back-to-back games. They do get that bye week. But Central, in the last two games here, 92 to 13 in their first two home games of the season. And it's going to get pooched, and they'll fall down this time. That one was Ethan Collins. And the Warriors will take over. They'll probably get their first snap off about 7 minutes ago. Under. And if you're looking next week on WAXM, it'll be Lee at Ridgeview. And then on WLSB, John I. Burton is on the bye week, so we will be there. Jacob and I, reuniting and feel so good, will be on WLSB as Gate City comes a-calling to Union in a Big Mountain 7 clash. It'll be all next week here as this one is Horn up the gut. And don't forget Pigskin Picks also with Jacob Townsend. Zach Helton, yours truly. I have a guest picker. We had Kenny Hawkins on here. I should have asked Kenny Hawkins because I know it's down on CBS and my Washington Commanders. They're playing the Denver Broncos on CBS. They could have got that game instead of us watching the Cowboys and Jets. I'm selfish. I know. That's okay. I don't care. You can sue me for that. But we're 6 minutes to go in this ball game. And then also, do not forget, UVA-wise is playing tomorrow. They go down to Barton as they look to avoid going under 500 after a rough game in Northern Kentucky. Some of these Kentucky schools and playing football. A rough one, 37-0 loss against Tom Moore. As this is a run up the middle, Drew Davis picks up a pair, 5:20 to go. UVA-wise, I believe that is a 2 o'clock start or noon start. We'll get it to you. But they open up sack play tomorrow. You can check out all the game notes at uvawisecavs.com. Know a guy who knows a guy, does a good job on them. Sincere Haggins will hand this one off to Jude Davis. And Jude will get.
Jude Davis on the carry, no game.
No game. It'll be 4th and 9. So this game's at 4 o'clock. So 3:30. That means 3:30 pregame show here on WLSD, on WAXM. Big sound. A lot of W's here. So it will be UVA-wise down there in Barton in a game that will be the sack opener. Drew Davis back to punt it. And it'll be Brett Smith back to receive it here with under 4 minutes to go. and it will take a Letcher bounce to the 30, we'll call it the 36-yard line. Thought it would have bounced at 37, but doesn't matter there. We've got a running clock, so we'll keep it here. So we'll take a look at some college scores as well. Across the way. And Letcher calls a timeout. So we'll hold off on that as we'll take a timeout with them here as they lead 48-6 in the ball back here with 3:18 to go on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
And 48-6, Letcher Central, 3:18 away from officially going 3-2 on the season. They win it here in the Commonwealth. They're going to hand this one off. This is number 6. That is Colton Stedham. And he'll run it up to the 44. Pick up an 8. I want to thank our sponsors, too, tonight. Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Advisor, Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance, Pete the King, Morgan McClure Chevy, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Ford, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirSurf, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, and Modern Hardware. I'll go. This one will be handed off to number 27. That's Alex Caudill. And it's going to be, why'd the clock stop? Somebody call a timeout? Why's the clock? Oh, personal foul. Face mask on the Warriors. So they're going to pick up a first down. Will the Cougars? They'll move that down and then they'll restart. Jerry Taylor's waving his arm again. 2:27. Let's go on this one. And it's going to be handed off again. Ricky Kennedy on the stop. 2:07 to go. Maryland has snuck in front of Virginia, 21-14, as there's a fumble that's recovered by Central. So we have the first turnover on the day. And the Warriors recover. 1:37 to go. And don't forget, coming up next, E.T. Eric Kyle Mullins, the executioner of scores with the 5-star scoreboard show. And make sure y'all get in line for that. And call in your scores wherever you may be. And Sincere Haggins, out of the gun. We'll hand this one off, I believe it's Jude Davis. Trying to get some stiff arm. He's running tough. Gets it across midfield. That was a hard-earned 6 yards. Win the big game, but it was a hard-earned game. Picked up 6. Okay, we're under a minute to go in this one. Central snapped the ball with less than 40 to go. Sincere will get it. He'll fake it. He's going to roll out to his left. He's looking. He's going to make a move across midfield where he is taking down Stidham on the stop. 20 seconds ago, that looks like that's going to be the final play. No gain there. There's a flag, though. Like, we haven't seen enough of those today. I would like to see. First of all, on the Warriors. And want to come on back.
Hey, no way, man. No way, man.
Seventeen seconds to go. 13 seconds to go. They won't snap the ball again, and that will do it here. Mercifully, this game is over. 48-6. The Warriors fall at home. Back-to-back games here on WAXM. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with some final thoughts as you're listening to the Game of the Week here on 93.5 WAXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Air, we'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram your hometown dealer.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome! Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Defense! Defense!
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system, service, and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
Here, 48-6. Letcher Central wins it, running away against the Wise Central Warriors And kind of like what we thought coming in here, the offense struggled for the Warriors. Didn't amass a lot of offense here. They did get a score at the end of the game. Ethan Collins did have a touchdown from Sincere Haggins. That was the only score for the Warriors. But it was a smorgasbord of scores for the boys from Kentucky as they raced this one. Fun, not so fun fact for the Warriors, as Central has been outscored 92-13 in two home games. These last two games that you've heard here on WAXM, it has been a rough way to go. They changed up the quarterback in favor of Owen Amos, who left the game early in this one, kind of midway through the first half. Haven't really got a report on him, and we'll double check and see. And hopefully he'll be okay. And Sincere Haggins is had that touchdown pass, but it's true. As we've got some obnoxious folks down there waving about the Eagles. But anyway, final score 48-6. Don't forget, UVA Wise football tomorrow. We think it's going to be Steve and Brandon. I'm not sure who it's going to be, but they will have free game for you here on WXM at 3:30. Kickoff at 4 against the Barton Bulldogs down there in South Carolina for the SAC opener. And then also, don't forget next week, it is Pigskin Picks, 8 o'clock on Thursday, re-air 5:30, with Jacob Townsend, Zach Helton, myself, and some one of our guest pickers. We don't know who it's going to be. If you want to be a guest picker, call, find Jacob, and let him know you want to be a guest picker. But we appreciate y'all listening. And then don't forget, we will be back here on Lee and Ridgeview will be on here on WAXM, and then on WLSD next week. It will be Gate City and Union live from Bullitt Park. So fun weekend as always. Not going to spoil any scores there for you because we've got the execution of the scoreboards coming up here. But for Eddie down in the studio keeping us steady on this one, Corey Sanchez, final score here from on the hill. The Cougars, 48 from Letcher Central, the Wise County Central Warriors, 6. As you've been listening to 93.5 WAXM, we toss it up to the 5-star scoreboard show with E.T. Eric Tyler Mullins. Good night, folks.